May 18, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God, the nub of the matter. Opening prayer. God of heaven and earth, you deserve to have everything I think, say, and do please you and bring you glory. Help me to worship you in spirit and truth today. Read Romans chapter 11, verses 25 through 36. All Israel will be saved. I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in, and in this way all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the Deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. As far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies for your sake. But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs, for God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. Just as you who were at one time disobedient to God have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience, so they too have now become disobedient in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. For God has bound everyone over to disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all. Doxology. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God, that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Reflect. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Paul's mention of kindness in verse 22 of Saturday's reading takes us back to chapter 2, where he rebukes the Jews for their presumption. Today's verses round off not only this section on Jews and Gentiles, chapters 9 through 11, but, more than that, the whole of Romans to this point. Put past animosities behind you, he is telling them. It makes no difference whether you are a Jew or Gentile. Your standing before God is the same. You may have taken different paths to get there. The Jews, as descendants of Abraham, now seeing the words of their own prophets fulfilled in Christ, the Gentiles from an encounter with Jesus Christ, and finding that the whole of God's revelation to the Jews is theirs to inherit. What counts now is obedience to God. There is nothing new here. When the Israelites were about to enter the Promised Land, Moses emphasized that God had not chosen them for any virtue on their part, but because he was honoring his covenant with Abraham and because he loved them. On the other hand, if they disobeyed his commands, they would be destroyed. If this looks like salvation by works, Paul reminds them that it is all by grace. The remnant was chosen by grace. The Gentiles were saved by grace. Paul, with his head full of Isaiah, falls to his knees in worship. We don't worship an angry God. We worship one who loves us, died for us, and is risen for us. One whose kindness found a way to reach us after we had tuned him out and gone our own way. One who even used our disobedience to reach others. One whose wisdom is so far above our own wisdom that Paul calls it unsearchable. Apply. Read Romans chapters 1 through 11 and see the unity of it. Are there some familiar verses, chapter 3 verses 23 through 26 perhaps, that you see in a new light, reading them like this? Closing prayer. Thank you, Father, for this letter. Thank you for Paul's keen mind and pastoral heart, for Tertius who wrote it down, and for my privilege to read and learn from it.